Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All righty, I think we are ready to rock and roll. I want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and we have Mac McDonald and Pat Terry with us, other words known as the Dynamic Duo or the McTerrys, for those of you who've got the opportunity or had the privilege of hearing them in person, or if you reside in the Seattle-Tacoma area. And they are fresh back from Italy and Croatia. And so still, you'll have to cut them a little bit of slack if they aren't quite on our time zone yet. But I know they're going to be bringing their A game this morning. So, Mac, Pat, for those people who, because there are some new folks on the line that are unfamiliar with the McTerrys, would you mind giving kind of a brief overview of why Neekend for you, and take us back a couple years? And what happened? What got you into this?
Well, I think it was a prayer, really, actually got us into it, because way back in 1997, I was colonel in the Air Force and just about getting to the point of retirement. And, you know, we, like so many other people in life, have done the right things by investing lots of money and looking forward to a great future. And some of the real estate things, when the economy collapsed, we lost all of our retirement, and Pat got very ill, whether it was the stress that did it, and certainly it was stress, and she got very ill, autoimmune system problem, and she couldn't hardly move anymore. She had migraine headaches every day that lasted an entire year. She was just physically more of an invalid. And a friend of ours tried for about 9 to 10 months to show us about Neekend, but we were just too much in crisis to be able to take that time to look at it. And that person never really demonstrated a product to us. But finally, when we went to the medical system, they said there's nothing more they can do for Pat. That's when a friend came back and says, you know, what do you have to lose to learn about something you don't know anything about? And that was a question that really kind of shocked us, and we didn't have anything to lose. We didn't have any money, so we couldn't lose money. We didn't have any health, and we didn't have any freedom, so there wasn't anything to lose, so we took the time and went to her house, and she showed us, actually finally did a demonstration of the mag steps, and that opened my mind, because Pat had always said that if the body has energy, it can repair itself. It only does that at night. I can't sleep. I have no energy. And that just fit what Neekend had. Energy, sleep. And so I went ahead and got everything for the house. Didn't have the money to do it, but I knew I had to do something. So I went and found it. Got the basic wellness home. And within 17 days of using the products in the home, Pat's health turned around, and 60 days later, her migraine she'd suffered with for about 30 years were gone, and she got excited and said, you know what, we have our hands on. This is what everyone needs. It's a wellness path that you don't have to change anything other than the environment, and the body can do what it was designed to do. And we started telling people about it, and Neekend started sending checks, and they've been doing that for the last 15 years now.
And, you know, Mac, what's fascinating about what you experience is much like about what 99% of the people that get introduced to Neekend is that profound experience, for lack of a better word, with the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a few years ago we had a mind shift and started referring to these products as solutions, because people truly are looking, and sometimes there's barriers, and like exactly like what you guys experienced, you didn't pay attention the first time it was introduced. And we still go through that. But what becomes a game changer is when we see the results that are produced, and whether it's physically, with, you know, visually, or it's something that occurs in our own bodies, and we go, wait a second. And, you know, I was on the phone with Reed Nelson this week, and he said, he just come back from the big event in Toronto. And he said, Vance, what really blew my mind away was that people did not know how to actually experience Neekend solutions. They didn't know how to demonstrate them. They didn't know how to really connect with them. And I said, well, we can change that. And he said, yeah, and that's what we're planning on doing.
Yeah. Now, Vance, let me do one other thing, because I know Pat has sort of the slant that our sponsor didn't tell us about. and that was way back in probably January 1997. She didn't tell us about the business opportunity.
Yeah, and that's the part that perplexes me because, you know, the reality is people today are living a certain life, and most people are looking for improvement, a better life. And so at the time that Mac and I were, the 10 months that we, quote, didn't look at Nikon wasn't for the lack of, if she had been, done a better job to say, this is the most amazing company preventatively for health, come take a look. I might have done that. But we were looking for a better life. We were going under financially, after 30-year careers, and just some changes in the market created us in a crisis situation. And if she had just taken a look at what our predominant need at the time was, she thought it was physical. And of course, Nikon products are great physically, but our biggest problem was the financial stress that was causing everything to tumble down. And I think in today's world, more people are looking for balance and freedom and a little less stress in the financial arena. And if she had just said, hey, you know, I know you've got some health challenges right now, but if you would look at this company from a financial side, we would have looked 10 months earlier. Yeah. And I would have gotten healthier 10 months earlier. And I would have, back would have been preventatively well 10 months earlier. And we would have had a major financial vehicle that would have kept us from the further 10 months of financial collapse we were going into. So I guess if I were to stress anything to people is keep your ears open to where people are truly out of balance and offer up the whole picture. Then they might come take a look at it quicker for their needs, not what you perceive their needs to be.
And when you just said that the financial stressor on the, you know, people are experiencing, that I've heard common phrases like when someone says, well, I don't have any money, I mean, oh goodness, I'd love to do that, but we just don't have it. And I've heard the phrase so often that, well, that's kind of like why I want to talk to you. We'd like to help change that.
Right.
Do you have another thing that you say to folks when that comes up as the immediate barrier or you see that's the greatest need?
Well, what I tend to do a lot is I get them to get out of their head, and I get them to either go back in time or go into the future. And so if they make a comment like, I don't have the money, or, you know, I don't have the health or whatever, I said, can you beam back 5 years where, you know, things were better, you were either more balanced health-wise or financial-wise, or can you stop for a minute and project if in 5 years you were more balanced financially, what would you do? Or if it's health wise, the same thing. What would you? How would you feel if in 5 years you'd improved where you are versus where you are now? And so what that does is it gets them out of the immediate now and all the excuses and the barriers people build in, and it gets them thinking of possibilities. And so you want to get them out of their head and get them into their heart or into the dreaming. And that's kind of accidentally what happened to us, is somebody said, if you don't change something now, where will you be in 5 years? And so my immediate present thing was, I'll be dead. But if they said, can you remember a time where things were more prosperous and things were, you know, better health? And I went back in time to that place, and they said, so how would you like to be on a better path to get there? Bam, they had me. So I use that a lot. Once I find their need, is I get them to project where they want to be or could be moving toward through Nikon.
And it's such a common, not a common so much, but a question of where will you be in 5 years if nothing changes? Is it in 99%?
Right.
There won't be any different unless
right.
they magically decide to win the lottery, and that doesn't really pan out for most people.
Yeah, it's not easy.
And you guys really, I mean, if there's any couple out there in Nikon, I look at so many folks that understand the concept of balance. Stacey and I were talking about this last night after dinner. You know, here everybody's freaking out in Portland because we're experiencing a heat wave, and I was starting to mock the news to Emily, our 11-year-old. I said, oh, it's heat wave 2013. And, you know, we get to enjoy air conditioning, but we're sitting on the porch enjoying dinner and enjoying the view. And Stacey said, you know, it's, 85 degrees, and we're sitting on our back porch in the shade enjoying dinner. And just enjoying life. And you guys have really raised the bar. And you guys have spent time in our home, and we've stayed in yours. And you've really learned how to navigate that concept of the five pillars of health. Is it possible to attain that as a new wellness consultant? I mean, right out of the gate, I mean, what are some tricks or advice that you would give to people to really, because you're looking at, when you say, you know, go back 5 years and can we achieve balance and freedom and that really a healthy mind, a healthy body, mind, family, finances, and society?
Well, you know, what's interesting, Vance, was when we saw Nikan as the vehicle to literally expand every single pillar in our life and make it really, really big, that's what we saw. And I think this is the mistake when new people come in. They see what they like, but they're not willing to go out of balance to gain greater balance. And I remember when we launched and launched really hard, all of our neighbors and friends said to us, don't quit your day job. I mean, you know, and we're looking at the day job as a day jail. And they kept saying, you're working so hard. I mean, but we weren't. I mean, to me, it was playing hard because we were in front of new people, getting this light bulb to go on, watching them change your life. And we put in a lot of hours, and people said, well, I thought you were supposed to be living this five pillars of health. You seem to be really out of balance. And we said, no, we may be out of balance for the present lifestyle, but we're going to enlarge every single pillar. And I remember when we quit playing competitive tennis, and all our friends said, you're giving up tennis for Nikan. And we said, look, in 2 or 3 years, when we have our pillars so big, because we've created this big organization, we can fly to Europe if we want and have a tennis coach reteach us tennis. You know, what we did was we envisioned every time we did something out of balance, every time I worked on Mac's birthday or, you know, Father's Day, you know, he was in Australia building or something like that, and people go, oh, where's that balance? Well, we just got back from a 3-week trip throughout Italy and Croatia. Talk about balance. Our pillars are bigger because we chose to do the work up front. And our goal was in, you know, the first year is to replace our income. You know, by the second year it was to start paying off some of the debt that had accrued from the collapse. And then by our fifth year, which we never achieved this in Max 30 years as a colonel and my 25 years going up the nursing ladder, but in 5 years to be able to totally and truly own our own time and our life and have better healthy bodies and be able to go anywhere we wanted, when we wanted, without someone else telling us what to do. So, and now, you know, our pillars are even bigger.
And the biggest thing that you guys and people who have achieved it is that you're in control.
Absolutely.
And it's not leveraging the somebody else's dream. You're not punching somebody else's clock. You're not pursuing somebody else's dream. You're pursuing your own dreams, and that's really what it comes down to. I want to go back 4 months now, 5 months, almost five full months now. Nikan introduces, and again, for the sake of the new folks that are on the line or hearing the recording of this, Nikan didn't introduce, they completely overhauled, our body balance, our meal replacement formula, changed the name to Vital Balance, and I love the way that Monty Deeds, one of your fellow Washingtonians, says, you know, the word vital is in big, bold print, because it is vital. And they gave us a formula that, 18 grams of protein, 1 carb, 1 gram of sugar, no whey, no dairy, no soy, no GMOs, no added salt. What am I missing? There's so many.
Organic.
That is wonderful in a powder. And
it tastes great.
And it tastes fabulous. And the results are tremendous, absolutely tremendous. And you guys made a decision right from the get-go, obviously based on the numbers. You sold more than 50 canisters of it, and that, when I say sold, I mean you introduced it to people who were in the customer category or that the orders were placed on their customers. And I'm sure you guys are the same, like Stacy and I. We looked at the contest and we thought, I really don't want 100 Nikan t-shirts. And I know you guys weren't doing it for the t-shirts.
No. We didn't even know about the t-shirts. Sorry.
But what went through your mind? And then also, I want to correlate right into that, the contest for the annual convention, because that was one of the things, and I know as a fellow President's Club member, most of us were really kind of shocked that Kurt Foley actually followed through on his word when he said to us last October that I'm going to make this more challenging for President's Club members, and they need to be, you know, setting the example and living the life and raising the bar. And the President's Club members have the most challenging task in order to earn the perks for Jolt Around the Convention. And I'm going kind of a broad question here, because you said some things at the last event up in Tacoma that caused me to realize, okay, Mac and Pat really wrapped their heads around this thing. And what went through your mind when the vital balance was introduced?
Oh, my gosh, so many things. First off, let me address the qualifications for the contest. When the contest was announced, particularly for President's Club, and remember, President's Club people have built a big organization, so they're running their own business, meaning they're prospecting their own people. So it's kind of like we have a full-time job, which is running our own business, and then we have a full-time job, which is helping all of our other leaders improve and develop. And so when the qualifications came out for the President's Club, as well as everybody else, to have a pretty high personal volume, meaning that's pretty much almost retail, the first knee-jerk response of people is, well, that's not building a network. How am I going to do that? Well, Mac and I took a look at the vital balance and we went, home run, absolute home run. I have been looking for 35 years as in the nursing arena and the health arena for the perfect shake that was protein-based to start every single person's day with protein, and we'll explain that later in the call. But when Mac and I saw this, immediately we said, you know what, as leaders, we need to be showing every single person on our team how to score that first home run, how to lock in a long-term person to Neekin so they want to stay with Neekin for the rest of their life and self-consume and have a great result. And we also want to make sure people have checks that are strong. And as people develop their, each rank, particularly from silver on to gold on to platinum, and have to be increasing their OVs, showing that they're actually building a business that's moving product, we thought this is the best product to lock in customers that will self-consume for the rest of their life. And so we set a goal for ourselves to show our team how to lock in a new 2,000 volume, personal volume every month, just by doing the vital balance. Because we had new people on the team that needed success, and we had other people that have built organizations but have never focused on locking in the ease of their personal group volume through autoship. So we challenged all of them to go out and within, we challenged them to bring on 4 customers in that month with the intent they're still looking for a business partner, but that they're always looking to introduce the vital balance along with it. So it wasn't like this.
Why the 2,000 out of curiosity?
Well, because silvers need 2,000 volume every month to maintain their silver rank, so qualifications. So why shouldn't we as a leader do that? Now, Mac and I already have that, but we wanted to show we could bring on the new 2,000, that anybody could do it using this vital balance. And so that's where we picked the 2,000. But we weren't telling them they had to go get 2,000. We were saying, go get 4, get the success of 1 this week and 4 over the next month. And we just came out of the gate saying that we were going to shoot for the 4, but we were going to move it over time to the 2,000 to show them that you could. Now, can you imagine every single person in your team that's looking for business partners, that's looking for, building an organization, if they started over several months rounding out and getting everybody locked in that they had a constant 2,000 coming in? Huge. So why did we pick vital balance? Well, because, first of all, the other thing that Mac and I looked at, and I think this is where people need to have a paradigm shift, Remember how we started at the beginning of the call and we said, you've got to go after their needs. And so a lot of people, we heard right off the bat, great weight loss product. So I'm going to go after weight loss. And now this is other people saying this. Because there's a huge problem out there, and at any one time, there's billions of dollars being moved toward people trying to lose weight. But at the same time, if they lose weight and fail, then they're not on it anymore. I mean, that's the pattern. So we went after lifestyle. We went after a bigger issue. My issue is maintaining my memory. My mother lost her memory as she aged. My aunt lost her memory as she aged. And my illness years ago attacked my memory. So one of the biggest challenges today out there is people aging and wanting to maintain, you know, alertness, memory, energy, and all that. And I said to Mac, I said, we need to be going after lifestyle. We need to be looking at what it is they want to achieve. A lot of people want to achieve just starting the day and not having to deal with grocery shopping and what should I eat and the ease. Some are parents that are shuffling kids around and can never get to the right food place, so they end up in these fast foods that they don't want to be in. And then you've got your people with blood sugar issues. I have low blood sugar and used to have to eat every 2 hours. And now I had a way that I could actually start a meal in the morning and I could go for 5 hours without having to crash blood sugar because I started the right day. And by the way, there's amazing weight loss that comes with it. So we packaged that whole thing together knowing that if somebody got on for just weight loss and they didn't get through their initial poor habits, we'd lose them. But if we got them on board for, if weight loss is one of it, but they got them on for energy and memory and ease and lifestyle, we could possibly have them for life. And so that was our intention. And oh my gosh, we've had so much fun, introducing people.
So, you know, and I know Mac is, chomping at the bit here to put in his 2 cents. When you say Vital Balance creates a lifestyle change, because so often we do focus in on just those two words together, weight loss, which has been a pet peeve of mine for, oh goodness, the last decade. When I started my journey, and because we traveled so much, been on so many cruises, and been away from home, that there was a little bit more Vance to love than Vance was comfortable with. And you know, when I hit a high point of 182, I realized, okay, wait a second, on a 5'6" frame, that's too much. And so, but utilizing Neekin's, you know, other nutritionals really gave me that edge, but changing the mindset was a big part. But allowing people to understand that, hey, Vital Balance is not just a weight loss, it's not a diet shake, that's not it at all. It's balanced nutrition, it's whole foods nutrition, it's 100% organic protein. That, and we've learned all these things from Roger Drummer, and if those deep folks are on the line right now and you haven't heard what Roger shared 2 weeks ago on this call, or the Our Shake is Better Than Your Shake presentation, and all this stuff is on YouTube. There was a fantastic presentation down in Austin a couple months ago that we learned so much from. But statistically, like right now, Glenda Austin shared this with me via email to understand where we're at as a culture. Every pound that we're overweight creates 4 pounds of pressure on our joint. I mean, that's just one statistic, one thing. And I mean, that's great if we want to start peddling, you know, the joint formula, because there's another consumable. But I know, Mac, I know, Pat, for you guys, it wasn't so much about the weight loss. What did you address to your people? I mean, you brought on, well, you moved 51 canisters, according to my math, in a 4-month period of time.
Yeah, and it was going back, is what I got excited, because we started what Roger said. Just do this. Every morning you start with this. If you want to manage your weight, then have 2 a day. And that's what we decided to do. And then we started to eat reasonable and got rid of the bread and got rid of the pasta, got rid of the sugar, got rid of the sweets. And just doing the Vital Balance in that manner, they do go away. Well, I lost probably 10 to 12 pounds right up front. And I knew that this is something that would work. But it was the idea. There's so many people, like Pat said, that are worrying about Alzheimer's, dementia, and all of that thing. And there's so many people with diabetes that they could really get their blood sugars back in balance. And the energy side of it, well, I just jump-start, came right out of the gates talking to people about those issues. And I said, if you want your energy up, you want to get rid of your sugar cravings, if you want to have a better memory capacity, if you want, and just listed all of those things. And I said, now I have to warn you, there is one side effect of using this product, and we find that many people are losing weight.
Now, can you share with Vance and everyone how you actually do it, the step-by-step of how you find a person, how you get them to find out their interest, but more importantly, go right into how you then get them to commit to the CD, and then what you do when they start, and then what you do a week later, and then 2 weeks later, and then when you kick them into Ottership. Because I think it's that process that people need to know.
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, any place, you know, you just run into a person, start a conversation, and you just hear little keywords that they're talking about, and you can kind of direct the conversation. The first one I ran into, I went in and says, "Yeah, I'm pulling my hair out because I do everything I'm supposed to. And I keep getting heavier and heavier, and my memory's going away, and I just have no energy." I says, "Oh, if you'd like to increase your energy, Nathan just brought out a brand new product." Now, this is somebody that I've been working with for probably 4 or 5 years, but they never really got involved or got interested in it. But when it said improve your energy, that's when she got excited about it, and she says, "Well, can I get some of that?" And I says, "Yeah, I can order you some." She said, I want it now." And so that's when we started that program of you know, having the shakes available, just like you did. But as I would say, I would get her as a customer first, and then I would hand her the CD. I said, "Now listen to this and follow the instructions."
That's Roger Drummer's CD.
Did anybody, I mean, because a lot of times people say, well, you know, if a presentation is this long, it's going to be boring. Did anybody come back to you and say it was too long?
No.
No, because we told them right up front. We said, if you are serious, then you will carve out time for this, because what you're missing is the fact that you don't know why you're gaining the weight, or you don't know why your body isn't burning. And this is the most empowering thing I've ever heard, and so it's your posture, and for those of you that are analytical or technical or think you need to know anything about Vital Balance, you don't. All you need to know is it's the best of the best, it works, and Roger can explain it, and so we have never, ever gotten into the product and all the things. We hand them the CD and have them commit, and it's also a rule in and rule out, wouldn't you say, Mac?
Oh, yes.
Because if we come back later, and they, even if they bought the product and they haven't listened to the CD, we know they're one of those people that are instant gratification. They're going to fail anyway because they don't have any commitment they want to change. But when you put that power behind that CD and they do want to change and they do listen to it, this is where we're getting a higher compliance of people sticking with it. And Mac, carry on with how you do that.
Yeah, well, I deliver the first shake if I have it. If not, then I order it and it's delivered to them. But I'm going to give them tips on how to be successful with Vital Balance. And it's just an outline of everything Roger says, how you do it, why you do it, what you do. And just follow this. Some people, you know, I know their history
of failing
with everything they do. And I had one that came to me, and she called me when we were in Aruba and said, "I want some of that stuff." And so I says, "Well, I'm in Aruba. I can't really get it to you right now, but I will when I get home." And then when I got home, I went to see her, and I says, "Okay." She had already listened to the CD. That's why she wanted this stuff. And I gave it to her, and I said, "Now, are you going to use it exactly like it says on the CD?" And she says, "Yeah." I said, "No. Are you promising me you're going to use it just like the CD says?" "Yes." And I says, "Well, if you're not, then I'm not selling it to you. Because the posture is mine, and I want to make sure that they are committed to doing what Roger says, because
it
works."
And let me highlight that for the people on the line. What the most critical component Roger says is the first week. What we're doing is we make sure, very sure, they commit to doing the first week and make it through the first week. And the first week is doing it for 2 shakes a day without any sugars or any fruits. It's all, any carbs they have for the rest of the day after they've done their 2 drinks is vegetable carbs or proteins. And if they get through that week, then they don't crave anymore. They lose all their cravings. They no longer, all food starts tasting better, all junk starts tasting bad. They finally get to the place where humans aren't anymore, and they're back to eating real food because of the shake. And if they get through that, then we've got them to go to phase two, and phase two is get through the next 2 weeks to set the habit, because remember, a new habit's 21 days. So if we can get them for the next 2 weeks to, by that time they can add to the second shake a day, they can start adding fruit back in, so they can bring in good carbs that are sweet now if they need to, but they get through the next 2 weeks doing that, they will have now set a habit, and they never deviate from starting with Vital Balance. Mac and I have been on Vital Balance since February. We have never missed a day we start without with Vital Balance, because that's the key, is starting with protein every day.
With water.
With water. And that way, or you can use
almond milk
that's non-sweetened, so no sugar. And that way your body, for the next 24 hours, is burning all calories, it's not storing any calories, and you no longer crave carbs and sweets. And so when you do that, it changes the person's life forever. But the most important thing is it turns them into a fat burning machine. Every piece of food that comes into their mouth is being burned instead of automatically stored, which is the way it is for everybody today, is they're just taking in calories and it's going straight to storage. And so we commit them to get through that first week. In that first week, they've got the tip sheet, and Mac calls them every day if he's working them. I talk to mine if I'm working them, and we find out how ignorant they are, and not to their own fault, but they don't even know what difference between a carb and a protein is. So then that first couple of days, they're like, is an apple a good thing to eat for the first week or not? No, that's sugar. You got to avoid that the first week. So once we get them through that, then it's easy, because at that point the weight loss starts, if that's what they're looking for. The energy is great. They don't crave anymore. And then the importance is after that, they can be human again and eat bad things, and they're still burning it faster.
You said a tip sheet. What's a tip sheet?
Mac put together, and Dr. Andy Voerster put together both separate tip sheets. Mac put together and Mac, you can get that to Vance, right?
Yeah, I'll send it to you, Vance. It's just tips on how to be successful with Vital Balance.
Yeah, so Mac's tip sheet is more what to do in the first week, so you don't blow it, because the biggest thing to blow it is, you get up in the morning, you're used to doing coffee with sugar in it, and you do coffee and sugar, and then the Vital Balance. Well, you just blew it, because you started your day with sugar, not protein. So it's like, start your day with Vital Balance, and for the first week, skip your coffee with sugar, or skip your orange juice or whatever. But the second week, just make sure the first hour is NECA Vital Balance, and then you can reintroduce your coffee with sugar or your orange juice by the second week. So it's not that you're changing huge patterns, but that first week is critical. So we work with people.
Yeah, and the neat part of it is we just explain, like the first person I put on it, I came back a week later in my follow-ups, and she said, well, I haven't lost any weight. She says, but, I don't care. I have more energy. I feel better. My mind is clear. I'll be on this the rest of my life. So it wasn't the weight loss, even though she wanted to do that. It was the energy. It was the mental clarity. It was getting through the day. And so, we're looking at this as
long term.
Yeah.
And what I tell people, and see, because I'm a woman, one of the first things I say to women, like we started our some neighbors, we have several neighbors now on it when they've never done anything in regards to the health arena. And I always sit down, particularly if I'm doing a couple, I immediately turn to the husband and I say, you're going to do fabulous. You're going to get on this and you're going to start seeing immediate weight loss if that's your goal, if you're doing this right, because men are built different. Men are built with muscle mass. That's the way genetics build men. And yesterday, men don't have muscle mass because of the foods we're eating, but predominantly men have muscle mass. So when they get on Vital Balance, they'll start dropping weight because they're not genetically programmed to store fat, and so they'll start losing weight. Whereas women, because they're the childbearers, we have more fat mass, And that's just genetics. And so I tell women, I look to the women, I said, now guess what? You're going to go on this, and I don't want you to be measuring weight. I want you to be watching inch loss. I want you to be going, are your clothes getting looser? Is your face thinning out? And I said, do not do this by weight loss, because you will lose a tremendous amount of inches before you see the weight. Because every time we lose 1 pound of fat, we put on 2 of muscle, because we don't have the same muscle mass men do. So if they're going by weight, they're going to be disappointed. If they're going by inch loss, they're going to be excited. And then down the line, they'll start actually seeing the weight loss, because after they've seen the inch loss. So it's very important up front.
Yeah, give us an example of somebody that one of your success stories, because I remember talking to Lisa Barlow,
yeah.
About a month ago, and I said, man, Lisa, you look fantastic. And she said, yeah, I've only dropped 5 pounds, but I, as you know, all of my adult life, I've been wearing a size 12, and now I'm wearing a size 8. I think those are the numbers that she gave me. And I said, again, you look fantastic. And she said, I'm only doing it one shake a day now and just eating normal and getting rid of all that other junk that I didn't realize was junk. And, you know, and maybe we do realize it at times, but some of the success stories that pop into your mind of maybe not your greatest, or maybe you have a greatest success story.
Well, first I'll share mine, because I think it's quite interesting. I was, like I said, I was doing it more from the aspect of wanting the lifestyle and the energy and the memory and stuff. But I did need, like you said, I wanted to lose some inches. And I always thought, because Mac and I have done heavy exercise before, and I can get to a certain size and weight, but I could never get beyond that. No matter 6 months of solid exercise or eating really, really well, and I always was stuck at this weight. So I was under the misconception that as you age, your body just changes. So I'm over 50, and I'm stuck with being 5'2" and getting a little bit thicker every year, no matter what I do. And so I got on the BioBalance for the energy, and I wanted to hopefully lose 5 pounds. And again, I was laughing because I wasn't listening to my own advice. I was watching Mac just drop his weight, and I was dropping inches, which was exciting because my clothes were getting looser, and this was in February, and I knew we were going on this trip shortly, and was dreading the bathing suit routine and everything, the lack of, and I'm watching the inches come off, and I'm like, I'm not dropping the weight, but the inches were coming off. All of a sudden, after 2 weeks, some inches started to come off. Well, I dropped down 5 pounds in about 2 to 3 weeks, which most people say was not much. But let me tell you what happened in that 3 weeks. I was on a 2-week trip to Australia with no ability to maintain the control of my diet because of being on an intense training schedule in Nikon. But I started my day every single day with Vital Balance. And every time I needed a snack, I didn't snack on garbage. I took another Vital Balance as my snack. And then I just ate whatever the meals presented. I came back and I had not gained weight, which is a first. Then now I'm into my 3rd week, and now my body's ramping up, and I'm starting to lose so many inches, and I'm still only down 5 to 7 pounds over this time frame, and Max down his 10, and I'm getting kind of miffed, but I'm watching inches come off. Long story short, I within the next couple of months, I've never been a size 2. I'm down to a size 2. I literally had to buy an entire new wardrobe because I can't fit into any of my clothes because it's all gone. I was able to go off on this trip. We just came back from a 7 days on a trip where the average weight gain is 7 to 14 pounds.
Well, that was just the cruising part of it.
Yeah,
the cruise ship.
The cruise ship part. And then we also did, you know, Italy on the front end and Italy on the back end. And we said, we're not going to deprive ourselves of enjoying the trip in Italy. But we never broke with eating the protein in the morning, and then most days on the ship, an hour later, we had breakfast. We just didn't do bread and stuff. But and then many days we went out and about across Venice or wherever, and all 4 of us were carrying Vital Balance in our day pack. And if a meal presented, we ate the meal. If it didn't, we found water and had Vital Balance in some of the most amazing parts of the world. And when I got home, I lost another 2 pounds, so I am actually down to my weight when I was 21 years old.
Wow.
And I'm 55 now, and I did it with ease, I enjoyed wearing a bathing suit on this trip. I cannot tell you how excited I am, because I have tried everything in the last 20 years to get to where I was when I was at my fittest in my 20s, and I've never been able to achieve it. And this time I did it with ease, just because I never broke with starting the protein in the morning.
And I'm excited for her. She looks fabulous.
But we're seeing this, and I've got to stress this. Mitch, I don't think you mind me sharing his story. He's our friend. He's a Crestline in Nika and me. He helped remodel some of our home, and he's become a best friend. And he's a guy that's never been able to lose weight his whole life. And his chaotic schedule of being a construction worker and having to burn heavy calories and never knowing what his day is and all that, he's gone on the program of never deviating from Vital Balance. He carries, we all go out with a little cup with it prepared to have it in case we can't eat right. And then you default to Vital Balance after you've made it through your first couple of weeks. He's down to a weight he hasn't seen since when he got married. He can go through his day and do his construction and have, I mean, it's just amazing. But the part I want to stress the most is the significance about what this is doing to bring people in. Mitch and Mac and I, by doing this, we've landed business builders that were never interested in Nikan before. People that run big businesses, people that run three businesses, that have watched our lifestyle, loved the Nikan products, seen all the stuff, maybe bought a couple things, but never interested in the business model. Now they're saying, man, I can bring this business model in with the entire wellness home as the overall picture. They're on board. They're launching. We're landing more business partners because of this too. So I cannot stress, we're not walking away from the primary model, which is find your business partners, you know, 3x3x3, give them the big picture, which is the wellness home, and Vital Balance is a foundational pillar of the home. But it's just like a complete package.
They use so often the thoughts, the concept that runs through my mind and what you guys just described is sleep, water, air, nutrition. And
yep.
Nutrition is the fourth one, and yet so often if we could, and it's not about leading, and I hope people hear me out on this, and because I watched the presentation that Roger did last October in San Diego at the leadership conference, and he said, you know, it's not about leading, it's about presenting the whole package of what Nikan has to offer people, and I think that really does start with something that is so simple that we're not talking about buying a bunch of candles. We're not talking about changing this or getting all your friends to switch over to this. That's not what we're talking about. We're just, you got to eat. Everybody's got to eat. And why not do it the correct way so your body can thrive? And hearing Mitch, you know, a few weeks ago up in Tacoma and just the passion that he had, that all of a sudden that for the first time in his life he can do what he normally, and he's really good at his job. He enjoys being a contractor and in the construction industry, and you can see that. And he said, you know, I found that this is so easy and it's simple. And but we have to be willing, the big but here, and not B-U-T-T, but the B-U-T, but is that we have to be willing to just use it like it's recommended.
Yeah, and what I also like to stress here, Vance, is, you know, it's the 21-day habit that's going to win. And don't get upset if you've got people that fail. I mean, that's about them. It's not about you. And so Mac and I knew if we did the numbers, we would get people that want it for themselves. And if we could just get them through that first week and then get them through the next 2 weeks, then from there, they can go back to a lifestyle, because what happens is the comment that Mac's very involved in the Chamber of Commerce, and of course they watch how good the two of us look, and they go, well, we could never do that. We don't want to give up our cake, and we don't want to give up this, and we don't want to give up that. And I said, and I said, well, that's true. I said, but could you give up your coffee with sugar in it for 1 week? Could you give up your alcohol for 1 week? Could you give up all this for 1 week? And they go, what do you mean 1 week? And I said, 1 week is what it takes to set it. And then if could you do give up your bread and that for 2 more weeks? And because bread's a bad sugar. And so I said, could you do that for 3 weeks? And they go, well, I don't want to give up my lifestyle. Well, this is the part Mac and are going to start stressing to them when we start reconnecting them this week. Max already started reconnecting with some of them, but you know what? I mean, I'm not proud of this, but on this trip, there were days Mac and I were eating 5 meals a day. We were up with the Vital Balance, that's 1 meal. Then we were full breakfast, another meal. Then we were out running around, we got hungry, so we did the Vital Balance. Then we saw something for lunch and decided to have lunch. And then, of course, we had dinner on the ship. And I got to say, we were doing the Italian gelato and...
pizza, pasta,
and not to be proud, but I had more alcohol on this trip because we're in Italy and they don't drink water, they only drink alcohol. That I've had in the last year. And so calorie-wise and the way we ate in Italy should have packed on 15 pounds.
It should have, Pat, but something Roger addressed is that it's nearly impossible to gain weight when you're eating real food.
Exactly.
Real food.
Real food. And what this does is once you shift and start, and it, he says it's impossible to gain weight when your body starts with protein every day. So Mitch did a follow-up with one of his guys recently, and the guy said, well, I kind of got busy, and I've gone fallen off. And Mitch goes, don't fall off on starting your day with Vital Balance. If you do nothing else and start your day with Vital Balance every single day, you're going to have results long-term whether you want it or not. And so it's that message I want people to get out there. If for the rest of your life, you start the first part of your day, the first drink of your day is Vital Balance and water, and then whatever you do 30 minutes later for the rest of the day on, you're going to drop inches, you're going to get healthier, and you're going to find everything easier for the rest of your life.
And I know because of what you've presented to us that you're not focusing in on the cost factor, you're not focusing on really the disciplines of it. This is simple. Just start every day with this. But what you are focusing in on, this is what we have, and you're utilizing the tools, the tips that Roger gave us in that presentation.
Correct.
And whether they want to listen to it on iTunes, they want to go to YouTube and listen to it there, or handing them the CD is always the easiest, especially because most people commute. And you can get those from Focus on Growth. You can download it, right off of iTunes. You can burn your own. It's accessible. It's out there.
Correct.
One last thing that I want to stress to people, because I don't want people to miss what you guys took advantage of again. And I'm looking at this list of the top 20 people, and I'm proud, not anything that what my folks or what we did, but I'm looking at 8 of the 20 are people that are in the Rogers organization. And we didn't give them any of this stuff that you guys are giving us. We just said, why don't you use this? Why don't you have some fun with it and see what happens? And there may be more in our group, but, you know, the ones that I know of by name that we work with, there's 8 that are in organization. However, you guys, even number 2, Nancy Cosman, one of our gals in Ohio, you guys doubled how many you moved in your organization during this promotion. And the promotion is still going, and it's even better, and it's going until the end of the year.
Correct.
And what would you say to those of us who are listening right now to really gear up and take advantage of, you know, buy one or buy 3, get one free, move 3, get one free? I mean, what are you telling your group to do with this thing?
Well, the same thing. If you get a new customer that you're bringing on for the first start, I like to ask them, I said, how would you like to get yours for free? Bring me 3 customers and I'll give you one.
Okay.
Now, I think you did the same thing, Vance, using that. And so if you have 1 customer and they bring you 3 more, now you got 4. And those 3 others, if you say you want yours free, you know, bring me 3 customers. And so, I mean, that ripple effect is so easy to follow. And then once they're on it, and if it's a husband or wife and they're going to do 2 a day, they need 4 cans a month. And I says, you know, so you can see how 3, if they're going to use 4 and every month from that on, if they're going to continue on, you're going to continue to get free and free and free, and you can market those. You can sell them at full retail and recover the cost, or you can use it as a marketing tool to get 3 more customers. So
some are giving us referrals, and some are going, well, their head's not there yet. And so Mac will say, like he said to one customer that was a wife, she was interested in Vital Balance, and Matt goes, okay, so you're going to start with one can, or you, she goes, well, what does it take to do what you did? And he goes, well, two cans for you, and he goes, but, you know, there's a promotion, you know, if you do give me referrals or, you know, do three, you get one for free. And so we're giving hours that we earn for free. Not, if they're a customer that doesn't want to refer, then we use the one we got for free to lock them in faster. And so she goes, whoa. So she said, if I got my husband on it too, then if I got eight cans, I could get two of those, could be free. And a lot of you on the line would go, well, they'd have to wait or sign up. No, yeah, don't clutter that. We go, yeah, right. So we ordered the six for them, and then we handed them two of ours that we got for free. And so they were so excited about it. Well, guess what now? They're in a habit, and now we'll get them locked into the Ottership, and, you know, we'll go for there. And Nikon's made it easier, because when we were doing the promotion and you all were doing the early promotion, you had to sign everybody up as a customer and pass it through. And sometimes people wanted, rarely, but sometimes people wanted to go right on Ottership, which then knocked them out of the promotion part because it had to be, anyway, it was complicated. And I think there's a lot of people out there that would have been on that list. I know, again, Dr. Worcester, she moved 30 cans, but they went under her Ottership number because it was just too much to do it the other way. But now Nikon's counting it under your number and how many Otterships you bring in, you know, and the movement of the can. So they've made it even easier to continue the promotion. So
and for people that don't understand, if you just take a few minutes to read the details, but if I could translate it or paraphrase, that any canister that's attached to your ID number, whether that you buy it on Autoship, you order it regularly, or you introduce it to a customer, one of your customers that's attached to your ID number, that counts towards the three. And every single month, when you hit three, multiples of three, the following month, by the 15th, you're going to receive a free canister.
Correct.
And you can exact, and I kind of knew the answer to that question that before I asked it, that more than likely, I mean, what on earth are Mac and Pat going to do with 17 free canisters?
Eat them. Eat them, market them, sell them.
The beautiful thing is, as you're doing this, when somebody's willing to either order three or bring you some referrals or, you know, pass, you know, share it with other people, this is what we do. It's called Marketing 101. And so I want to encourage folks, it's not about shifting, you know, away from the wellness solutions that Nikon has. It's an entry, a door opener, because we're battling 70%, nearly 70% of our population is carrying unnecessary just weight. And I just read an article yesterday about how, you know, it's not this, but it's actually this that's killing us. And you know, I don't even get two sentences into the article, and I know exactly where they're going. So we're dealing with a huge, huge issue, and it's not getting any better, but this is a fantastic solution. Mac, Pat, I want to thank you. I know I only asked you for guys 40 minutes of your time, and you've given us almost an hour. And I know there's a bunch more questions that people probably ask, well, what about this, what about that? Well, I think the focus is you've given us that. And that is, hey, let's take you through a process. Would you be willing to do this? And if they're not, because not everybody is, but I think the biggest thing that you guys stressed is the education. Roger's given us the material. He's given us the tools in that knowledge, in that presentation. And our job really is to connect them with him being the expert. And he did this 2 weeks ago while you guys were playing in Europe. He shared some just fantastic, fantastic tools on this call, for people who are already on it or people who are looking at thinking about it, and, what else to eat, you know, some of those things besides eggs, which I know are a big popular thing for Roger. But here's a guy who's been living this way for years, and he didn't have the Vital Balance as a secret. But now we do. So, anyhow, thank you guys so much. This has been fantastic. I will look forward to Mac getting that tip sheet, and then I will in turn, I'll get it to Steve Crowfoot, who will put it on the website, which, by the way, you have somebody that you know they should have been on the call live, SaturdayAMLive.com. is the website, www.saturdayamlive.com. And Steve will make sure that tip sheet is there right next to Mac and Pat's name. So you just click on it, download it, it'll all be right there, and to make it easier for everybody. So,
Vance, I'd like just to add one thing. People need, if you haven't gone to mindeacon.com and looked at the revolution, the video that's up there with the MC of the upcoming leadership conference, do it. And you're going to want to be at that conference. It is hilarious, and it just gets right down to what this is really all about. So go there and watch that video.
And what Mac's referring to is right when you log in with your ID number, the beautiful picture of the, what would you call it, almost kind of a masquerade look, sunglasses, the feather boa on the model there. But watch that video. I did it the day that I first thought that, oh my goodness, and I spent time chatting with her at the event in San Diego, and she's just a wonderful gal, and it's going to be an amazing event. And there's still time. There's still time to qualify, especially for brand new folks. You've got actually till the end of September. And so we can still be bringing people on and saying, hey, you want to go to Vegas with me? And all the information is right there. And because, Mac, of your military background, I want to wish everybody a wonderful happy 4th of July, if I don't talk to you before then. And have a great weekend, everybody. And if you want to stay tuned, I do have a couple announcements other than that. Pat, anything else you want to throw in there?
Well, just don't complicate this. It's just, Negan is the best thing that we've ever had, but I guess if I were to say something, it's set a goal. What I did was I had a person on our team that had hit a plateau, that had lost her confidence, and she was leading with the big picture and Negan and leading all this, but she just lost her confidence in herself. And I said, can you do one thing? This week, can you just go out and listen to people to find their interest in, to see if you can lock in a Vital Balance customer? I said, I want you to have a small victory. And if you get that small victory, your energy will go up. And I said, and then if you had another small victory, your energy will go up. And I said, and then you can lead with the big picture again. And she went out with her feet shuffling, going, I don't know if I can do this, called me within 4 hours and had locked in a Vital Balance interest. By the end of the week, she had acquired 3. Within 2 weeks, she had got her entire chamber excited, and she started to see her volumes go up and a business, and now she's leading with the big power of Negan again, and she's rolling. So this could turn your business around in any direction. If you're new, it's a component of it. If you're not where you want to be and you want to lock in the more strength of what you are, get your energies up, go for a week or go for 2 weeks and say, I'm going to acquire 4 customers. The victory will bring your energy so high, people will be looking for you to join you in this big business. So keep your energy up. Vital Balance is a great way to do it.
And, Pat, I cannot reiterate. I'm looking down our customer list that since they introduced this 5 months ago, our customer list has, almost doubled. And it's just been so fun and so easy. I know you guys have done the same. And it just really, really is a fun, fun way.
Yeah. And you can, and now, if you've got ones that are family members or colleagues that don't want to become a customer, the way Negan's altered it is you can put them on your own autoship. For those that you don't know how to do it, you have your own autoship, but you can create other additional autoships under you. So as a person comes first aboard, as they buy it from you, and then become an autoship customer, you can sign them up under you, create their own autoship number under your number, and cut out all that other stuff, and Negan will still reward you with the third one, you know, for free. So they've made it simpler. So we've got quite a few people that are going under our autoship numbers now that we're managing because they don't want to manage themselves. They want a little bit of service. So, that's terrible that they want to be connected to Negan to life through us.
That's part of having your own business. It's part of the game. And the other beautiful thing about that is if you crunch the numbers, and I did this a while ago, if you really want to make it fun and affordable for people that say, oh, I don't know if I can afford that. Well, how can you afford not to? But aside from that, it brings the cost down to $2 a serving. Exactly $2 a serving, not counting shipping and sales tax, but $2 a serving when somebody makes that decision, yep, I want to get on this, I want to put it on auto ship, and I want to be, you know, do this for life. Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, same time and number, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.